Hey guys, my name is Rita B and welcome to my podcast, Faking Adulthood, where we talk all things about absolutely nothing because we don't know what we're doing. We don't know anything. Anyways, every week I'll be having a different co-host and we'll be talking about life and love and things and every single thing in between. Today, my co-host is me. It's me, guys. This is a solo episode. Okay. I do not have a co-host today because I was like, it's about time that I connect with you guys. Just me. Okay. Me versus me. Me talking to me. Me, me, me. Well, not me, me, me. Me talking to you guys. Do you know what I mean? So it's me and you today. You guys are my co-hosts. Man, that's what I should have started with, innit? That would have been like a really good, you know, good intro. And today, my co-hosts are you guys. But I didn't think about that. Guys, let me tell you something, right? I have been so nervous about doing this. And I don't know why, because it makes no sense. It's literally just me in the studio, but I'm nervous as if to say, like, someone's watching me. But it's just me and a camera. But there's something about it just being me that makes me really, really nervous. And it absolutely makes no sense. And this is why I ran away from YouTube. Like, some of you may or may not know, yeah? If you scroll down, you know, you keep scrolling, your girl attempted YouTube. Do you know what I mean? I've got 4 episodes. They're quite good, mind you. I can't lie. They're actually quite informative. You know, if you fancy it, you should go and have a look. But I stopped doing it because I was like, I can't do this. The camera's staring at me a little bit too hard and it's making me feel a little bit uncomfortable. So yeah, we're just going to have a show instead where it's me and someone else, okay? But today, it's just me. Lonely, I am so lonely. I'm not lonely, but yeah, I'm not lonely. Okay. So before I get into this episode, I saw this tweet. And I just feel like I need to read it out loud just so we can get an update on all the things that are apparently wrong now. All the things that apparently we're no longer supposed to do. Yeah? So let's get into it. So let's count the things that people hate now, right? This is what the tweet says. Birthday dinners, lifts to the airport, texting, phone calls, helping friends move, pregnant women, kids in public transport, kids in restaurant and pubs, kids at parks, kids at the airport. Anything else? And this is why I think that everyone is actually insane. I feel like everyone has lost their marbles because actually, what kind of society are we living in right now? Where the other day I saw people complaining about the fact that they have to go to a birthday dinner. Since when did we start hating our friends that we don't want to go to birthday dinners? And then there's been this whole conversation about, you know, like you shouldn't have to ask your friends if you're moving to help you. You should just get movers instead. Guys, you can't ask your friends for favors anymore. You can't ask your friend. This is someone you call a friend. You can't say, hey, I'm moving. Can you help me pack? And you guys make a vibe out of it. Like, my question is, yeah, what is actually friendship? I don't understand. You can't ask your friends for favor again. So your friends are just there for you just to be gisting on the phone, for you to be laughing on the phone. But, you know, you can't talk to, you know, before you check in with your friend about how you're feeling, you have to make sure that, before I say how I feel, mind you're in tears. I just want to check if you have the mental capacity to receive what I'm trying to tell you. Guys, this is insane. I just want to say that this is insane. And if we keep going like this, we are going to be lonely old people. Yeah? Not me though. Okay? Because I ask my friends for favors. If I was moving, I would definitely ask my friends if they can help me. It's not to say that I'm not going to get movers to carry it to my new place, but I would definitely ask my friends. My friends would definitely say yes. In fact, I know for a fact that I wouldn't even need to ask my friends. My friends would literally offer me. Yeah? I go to my friends' birthday dinners, okay? Like, it's not a big deal. Like, I text my friends unprovoked. I call my friends. In fact, I FaceTime them unprovoked. This is what real relationships look like, okay? And these real things shouldn't only be for romantic relationships, okay? Friendships are also a form of relationships too, okay? I just wanted to get that off my chest. Whew. Let's get on track. Now, as you guys know, even though this is a solo episode, I will still like to start my show with a complaint of the day. Now, I have to say, I've been in good spirits this week, and I don't have a lot of things to complain about. I know, shock, 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 okay? But one thing that has been really grating on my spirit, it's very small, okay? But it's this. How many cookies do I have to accept? Okay, because I feel like no one's having this discussion and we need to talk about this. Every time I go on a website, oh, do you accept this cookies? I said yes. Do you accept this cookies? I said yes. How many times am I going to keep saying yes to accepting the cookies? There needs to be like an option where it's accept all cookies. Leave me alone. Do you know what I mean? I've accepted the cookies. Let's move on from this. It's delaying my day. I know it takes 2 seconds, but that 2 seconds is more than enough, okay? It's too much. So that is my complaint of the day. When will the cookies be enough, yeah? But another thing that I've really been thinking about, and it's not even like a complaint, another thing I've been thinking about, right, is the pressure that comes with being on the train, right? Being in front where the doors are and being the person that has to open up the doors. Do you know what I mean? Like, think about it, yeah? Think about it. You want to get off the train, right? So you get up because you know you're getting off the next stop, right? And then you stand. And let's imagine this is like the overground or something, right? And you stand in front of the train, right? Well, by the doors. And it's like that moment comes and everyone behind you, yeah? They're relying on you. They're relying on you to be the person who presses the button exactly when you're supposed to press it. And suddenly, you start getting nervous. Suddenly, it feels like you don't know how to push a button. Because if you push this button wrong, someone behind you is going to be like, come on, mate. Come on, press it. It's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of pressure. And I've been thinking about that. It is a lot of pressure. And I don't see anyone talk about it. And I know I'm not the only one that feels it. I know that this is something that collectively, as a community, we all feel this. And I just want to say something. Yeah. If it happens that someone takes, you know, a bit of a second to gather their thoughts and push the button, and push the button late maybe, have some patience for crying out loud, okay? Have some patience. We're all going through something. Do you know what I mean? And the way some of you, your attitude towards this, it's just unacceptable. Can you tell that this is personal? Can you tell that this has happened to me? I hope you can, because it's too much, okay? It's actually too much. But that's like literally like my random like thought that I was thinking about today. This is just so weird doing this because I keep wanting to look to the side, right? To be like, do you get what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? But no one's there. No one's there. It's just me. It's just me. And it's like, where do we go from here? Where do we go from here? Where? What do I say now? What do I talk about? There's so much that is on my mind. Anyone that knows me, and you might be new here, and if you are new here, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for logging on, okay? And before we actually move forward, please don't forget to like, don't forget to share, don't forget to subscribe. And if you are listening, don't forget to rate the show, okay? I don't want to be your secret lover. I need you to let people know that I exist, okay? Right now, I feel like an underground artist. Do you know what I mean? I feel like I'm in my Drake era, you know, when he first like dropped mixtapes. Do you know what I mean? It's like some people know who he is, but it's like a little secret. Guys, I don't want to be your secret lover. Oh my gosh, Cherry. There used to be a singer called Cherry, right? And she used to have this song called Don't Wanna Be Your Secret. Don't wanna be your secret lover. I feel like I'm your secret lover, 'cause you won't let it show. I don't wanna be your secret. Why, oh why, I wanna know. Something like that. There's gonna be a lot of this, guys. A lot of me going from talking into singing. Because that is how I survive. And even though there are a few people who have questioned my vocal capabilities, I want to say something about that, okay? Because I guess this is a solo episode. So this is a good chance for you to get for English, find me, please. Please find me. Me and English be fighting, yeah? But it's okay, because English is my second language. I don't know if you guys know that, yeah? English is actually my second language. So sometimes it escapes. And I know some of you are wondering, okay, if English is your second language, then what's your first language? Stop asking me questions. Yeah, stop asking me questions. We need to come to a time where someone should be able to say something about themselves. And that should be okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, that should be enough. But it feels like there's always questions. But guess what? It's a solo episode. So no one can ask me questions. Oh my God, this is actually quite fantastic. Because I can literally sit here and say anything. Who's going to stop me? Who's going to fight me? No one. Because it's just me and my thoughts. And it's you guys as well. So definitely join me in the comments, because you are my co-host. So you guys can, you know, gist with me. But I've had a lot of thoughts, okay, about this year, what this year means to me. And I don't know, like, people like to say that I'm an overthinker, but I don't think I'm an overthinker. I think I just think. And a lot of people, they don't think, yeah? They don't think. And that is the problem. That is the problem with society. There's not enough thinking going on. So really and truly, where I think that I should be appreciated more, yeah? People should see me on the street and just be like, you're one of them special ones. And I'd be like, what do you mean? They're like, yeah, you're one of the only few people who are still thinking. And when people want to say you're an overthinker, but you're not. You're just a thinker. You're just a thinker. And I really want us to get to that stage where I have that kind of appreciation. Do you know what I mean? But I'm going to get into that later on. Before I get into what I've been thinking about a lot this week, yeah, I want to talk about what I've been watching. Guys, you know, like, I love watching TV. Like, that is my favorite thing to do, right? And I've been watching a lot of shows recently, and I've been like, this is actually really good. So one show that I watched this week, yeah, was Baby Reindeer on Netflix. Guys, that show was creepy and interesting in, like, the most chaotic way possible. There were, like, so many times where I wanted to literally punch up one of the characters in that show. So I'll tell you, like, what it's about a little bit. Like, so basically, it's about a stalker. Because when my friend first told me to watch Baby Reindeer, I was like, please, 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 it's not Christmas. I'm not into Christmas films. Wrap it up. She was like, no, 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 no. It's about this man. And apparently it's a true story. I don't know if this is facts, but apparently it's a true story, right? And basically in the show, it's about a stalker. So this guy one day was working in a pub, right? And this woman came in and she was really, really crying. She was really upset. And he felt really bad for her. And you know what he did? He made the mistake of giving this woman a cup of tea. He made the mistake of just looking at this woman, being really, really nice to her, and boom, trouble. Wahala. Big, big issues. Why? Because this woman saw it as, oh, he fancies me. He's into me. And suddenly she became completely obsessed with him and made his life hell, right? But you know what was crazy about the show, right? Because you would think, okay, if someone's got a stalker, this is an awful situation. I want to get out of this situation, right? But what we don't know, right? What we don't know is that he has some issues that he's gone through, right? That actually he kind of enjoys the stalking. It's like some form of affirmation, huh? And it's weird because you can really imagine, like, you don't ever get attention and suddenly you're getting attention, but it's from a stalker. But, like, she says mad things, but she also says nice things. It's the weirdest thing. But you want to slap up the character. You're just like, nah, someone needs to punch you up and punch you up now. Like, she was literally insane. It was so fantastically written. What a show. It was so good. I literally watched that show in one sitting. I think it was 8 episodes, and I watched it and I was like, whoa, this is, and it's British. It's British and it's so, so good. Another show that I watched was Cleaning Up. It's also on Netflix. I feel like the reason why I think this show was good was because the lead character was so annoying. Are you joking me? She was so annoying, which means that she is acting fantastically. Do you know what I mean? I think that's my word today, fantastically. But like, she was so irritating. Like, there were times I had to pause the show because I was like, no, I'm getting annoyed. You're pissing me off. You're actually pissing me off. I don't know about you, but that's a good show to me. That is a fantastic show to me. Like, yeah, let me, like, I feel like shows should make you feel something. Do you know what I mean? Like, it should make you, like, whether it's like anger or like compassion or laughter, it should give you something. Do you know what I mean? And like, these two shows, yeah, it's been giving me something. So those are two shows I've been watching. Also rewatching Dexter. I'm not going to go into, I mean, he's a murderer. And he's quite a likable murderer. And he thinks that like, he's doing the right thing, but he's not, because he's a murderer. Do you know what I mean? So it's not really clicking, but it's a good show and I'm rewatching it and I'm having a great time. So those are things that I've been watching recently that have really been getting me going, you know, keeping me alive and stuff. Do you know what I'm saying? So yeah, none of you asked me for that, by the way, but I just thought I would give you that. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a nice person like that, you know, sharing is caring. So yeah. Anyways, I went on my IG and I asked people to like, this is so crazy. I still find this weird talking to myself, but I'm not talking to myself. I'm talking to y'all. But yeah, I went on my IG and I asked people, you know, to tell me what they want me to talk about in this episode, like if there's anything that they want to know about me and stuff like that. Do you know the thing about question boxes? Yeah, it can be quite a humbling experience when you first post, because you post and then no one's asking you anything. And you're like, rah, does no one want to know anything about me? Like, I don't get it. Am I not mysterious enough? Do people think they already know me, or do people not care? And you go through this like crisis, you know? And it could just be it's a slow day on IG stories, right? And no one's seen it. But in your mind, you're like, rah, no one wants to know about me now. No one has no questions now. Like, what's going on here? And your voice goes, well, hey, you're like, what's going on? But yeah, eventually people did ask me some things. I was like, whew, someone cares. My mom and my dad. No, I'm joking. But yeah. So yeah, here are some questions. And I think I'm just going to like go through some of them and talk about it. And I guess maybe you guys will like get a good scope about who is Rita B for crying out loud? Who is she? What is she about? Like, let me tell you something. Even me, I don't know who Rita B is, yeah? I am trying to figure myself out every single day. And I feel like that essentially is my brand. I'm very much a person that's like, let's figure this out. What are you doing with your life? Do you know what I mean? Who are you? And I'm never scared to rebrand myself. I know we all joke about it, like, oh, every year, okay, I'm going to have a meeting with myself. What's the new rebrand? But I am very much about what is the rebrand. Like, if there are things that are happening that I don't like, I'm like, how do we switch this up? Yeah? How do we get this going? So a lot of the questions have been around, like, my career, the highs and lows, love, highs and lows, pivoting in life, all of that stuff. Being an entrepreneur. I can never say that word. It's just, because you have to say the and, then the on, and on. English is not my first language. Yeah, English is not my first language. But like, one of the questions was, who is Rita B? So we're just going to start there, because what a way to start, okay? Who am I? Where did I come from? What did I just pop out of? Like, what's been my journey, okay? And it's very, very simple, okay? Once upon a time, oh my God, I wanted to sing Fresh Prince on and instead, I was about to say, once upon a time, not long ago, I was a hoe. And I've admitted it, that's not my story. If that's your story, that's okay. That's not my story, but that's the song that came to my head when I was like, once upon a time. Anyways, see how I'm just digressing? this is actually quite normal. Do you know what I mean? I'll be talking to myself every day and this is how I'll be going back and forth in my mind. But focus, let's focus, okay? So who is Rita B? So what is my story is basically the question. And my story is very, very simple, okay? I trained as an actor. That's where it really, really began, right? So I went to New York when I was 17 years old. I think you probably heard me talk about this in a few episodes. But I went to New York when I was 17 and I studied there for 2.5 years. And what's actually crazy is that the goal, the plan essentially was to go from New York and then from New York, go to LA. And that was it. So when I had my goodbye party in London, right, it was very much a goodbye. As in, you lot are not seeing me again because I'm off, yeah? I'm off to be a star, okay? I'm off to be a star, like, bruh. By the time I come back, you're not even going to recognize me because I am going to be a star. Like, that was the plan. But I remember being in New York and it was weird because I loved it. But at the same time, I started to feel really lost. And it's so weird when I look back because I was so young, but I still had this, like, feeling of not feeling grounded. And I kept feeling like I had to get grounded. I felt like I was floating and I felt like if I stayed, I would like get really lost. And I was really worried about that, which is just, why is a 19-year-old worried about getting lost? Like, that is the plan. Like, you're meant to just go have a wild time. But that wasn't the case for me. So when I was 19 and a half, or when I was 20, I moved back to London because I was like, I need to get some grounding in myself. You know what I'm saying? But you can only imagine people's surprise when I was like, hey, hi. I'm back. After the energy of 2 years before, where's that? Peace out. I'm about to be a star. No one talk to me. I'm done. Let me go. Like, let me go. I'm going to be chilling with Destiny's Child. Do you know what I mean? But that really wasn't the case. So it was like a very big wake-up call because I guess I came back to London and I was expecting to like be highly appreciated because I'm this girl who went to New York to train to be an actor. So obviously the casting people, everyone's gonna want me, blah, 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 blah. And guys, that wasn't the case. My first audition was Attack the Block and I thought I was gonna book it and I didn't book it. And it just became like repetitive where like I kept auditioning for things and like in some cases I'll be quite close and then I wasn't booking it. So like there would just be this high of like extreme excitement to extreme disappointment, which if you're in a creative industry, you definitely know what I'm talking about. There's like, every time you have a disappointment, you feel disappointed, but then you get super, super, super excited when the opportunity comes again. It's almost like you forget the disappointment that you had. It's kind of like falling in love, right? Like you fall in love, it ends, you're so sad, and then you walk across the street and you see a Leng person and you're like, you know what? I can do this again. So it was kind of like that, but there was just a lot of highs and lows. And I remember my dad, after like another disappointing audition, I actually remember exactly where we were. Like we're sitting in the kitchen and he literally said to me, like in this life, right, God has given us two of everything that we need the most, right? In a very vague way. So, you know, we have two eyes, we have two nostrils, we have two lips, we have two hands, we have two legs. We have two of so many things, right? We've got two ears. Why would you think that God has only given you one talent that's gonna make you successful? And I remember hearing that and thinking, okay, I can't just focus on acting and acting alone. And like back then, like if you were to say that you're an actor, there was this thing like where you have to eat and breathe acting. Like if acting, if you can think about anything else but acting, you don't want it enough. That's what the teachers would tell us in school kind of thing. And in that moment, it kind of knocked me out of that mindset and made me think there has to be other things that I know how to do. And that's how I got locked into the salon, yeah? So I ended up working at the salon because it was my mum's salon initially. And then I was meant to just work there as like a project manager. Do you know what I mean? And I ended up enjoying it. I ended up like, you know, planning the shoots and stuff like that. And then started to have like this really passion for it. And that's how I got locked into the salon. I was doing that for like 10 years. But even in that, and this kind of goes into the other question, which is like the highs and lows of like business and all of that kind of stuff. I often forget that that was my life, because the Rita that had a salon was so different to the Rita that is sitting here now. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was just a different life. It was a different world. The only thing I thought about was the salon. And even though I was still acting, so I still like was doing shows here and there, it was really hard to give the same amount of attention to a fully fledged business and for being creative. And also, like, I had this thing in my head where it was like, I can't really be seen as funny and stuff because I'm this businesswoman. So really, I need to be like in suits and like be on these business panels and all of that kind of stuff. It kind of felt like I was boxed in. And even if people didn't box me in, mentally in my mind, I'd boxed myself in to be like this businesswoman and blah, 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 blah. But fast forward everything, the salon flopped. Do you know what I mean? The salon essentially failed in the end, and it didn't fail for any particular reason. It was because my passion for it left. Do you know what I mean? Apart from like lots of mismanagement on my part, right? In terms of like getting certain things done and stuff like that and staff and all of these things, essentially the salon just, it failed. I had two branches. The first branch was just like, which was Bermondsey, that was great, I inherited that. Then Croydon was the second branch, and that was like the new baby in the fold. And that was the salon to go first. And that was really sad, actually, because I really did like the salon, but it was at that point where I realized that like, this just isn't for me anymore. And I say all of that to say, like, never be like afraid to be like, something's not for me anymore. And I know I've said this before, and I'm always gonna say it, because I just think it's so important to not feel like you have to be stuck at doing one thing. Do you know what I mean? And the question I get asked a lot is like, how do you know like when to move on from something? And how do you know like when to pivot? And that is a question that's actually here on my phone. And I think essentially when your passion is no longer there, then you can leave. Like, life is just too long and too short for you to be stuck doing something that you hate. Oh, that you don't like. And I never mean this in a way of like, oh, you're not excited about it every single day. Because I'll be real, like, the things that you love take a lot of hard work. And let me tell you something. Sometimes hard work sucks. Are you joking me? Sometimes I'll be working, I'll be like, oh, this work is really feeling like work. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm feeling real tired. I'm feeling really drained. My brain is feeling really fried. But that's not the sign for me to leave. Do you know what I mean? It's just that hard work sometimes feels hard, and that's okay. But I think it's when like you're waking up and the idea of doing something is making you feel sick. Do you know what I mean? You're waking up and then you're feeling anxious all the time and there's just no peace. You know what I'm saying? And like, I know it's really like vague and like, what does it mean to have peace about something, right? Like, it feels very like, and you know, like, but what is peace? Like, what is a tangible, what is peace, right? But it's, I think peace is just not feeling anxious. You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember with the salon, every day I would wake up and my heart would be gripped. I'll be thinking, what phone call am I going to get today? Is it going to be that there's bailiffs there? Because it did get to that point, right? Is it going to be that someone's meant to come in and not coming in and now, you know, now we're short on staff, but we've got a customer that they've booked like the whole day, a long service, and now we have to cancel it. Like, what is going to be the problem today? And you know, another thing that my dad, shout out to my dad, because he be dropping the gems, right? But another thing you said to me was, you're about to go into the next decade of your life, right? Can you see yourself doing the same thing again in this next decade of your life? Can you see yourself having the capacity to be on the phone talking to someone about, oh, and the water is no longer working, or the electric's not working, or we need to buy more products? And the answer was no. So I guess to you, I would say, if you were thinking, if you were in a situation now and you were thinking to yourself, this business that I've got, is it working? Is it not working? Or this situation that I'm in, is it working? Is it not working? And you're asking yourself this question, I think ask yourself, like, can I see myself still doing this for the next 5 years? Because it's one thing to go into something when you don't know what to expect from it, right? Do you know what I mean? Like, you go into your 20s and you do not know what your 20s are going to give you. You don't know what it's going to be like. It's your first time being there. It's your first time being an adult. You don't know what you're doing. Do you know what I mean? You're just figuring it out, right? But my thing is, if you've like now gone through your 20s and you've experienced all of these different things, some highs, some lows, whatever, right? You look at that and you think, okay, cool. Do I want to go through that again? Like, do I want to just like copy and paste? And can I handle doing it again, knowing what to expect? If the answer is no, then it's gas to go. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's really, I know it sounds, I want to say it's really that simple, but I mean, it is. It really is. And like, I always say, like, my biggest, like, one of my biggest regrets is not doing it sooner. Because it is really scary to have something that you're so, that you used to be passionate about, and now you're not, and now you need to let it go. But it's not just you that's in that, like, it's attached to other people, right? But now you're faced with this decision of like, I need to make a decision for myself. And making a decision for myself might mean that people are going to hate me for it, but I need to pick me. You know, it's like that TikTok figure, I gotta put me first. I gotta put me first. And that really is what it comes down to. Like, I know that, like, being selfish. Let me drink this coffee. Hold on. Ooh. I know that being selfish can come across as, like, has a bit of a bad rep. But I don't think it's being selfish and being mean. But I think it's, like, choosing yourself, right? Choosing yourself and deciding that actually I'm going to do what is best for me and I'm going to stick beside it. Do you know what I mean? And that's essentially how I ended up here, right? And how I ended up doing content creation and all of that stuff. Because if I still had the salon, everything that I'm doing for myself, I would have been doing for the salon. And it would have never been for me because I can't do hair. Do you know what I mean? So it's not even like, oh, I've got a salon, I can do hair, so I can really focus on me. I can put myself out there. The salon was always about me putting other people out there for the sake of my brand. But as individuals, which is what I learned, is that you can put so much into putting someone out there, but they can also just leave. And if they do leave, it's them putting themselves first, right? Like, it's not even a matter of let's fight about this. Like, it's literally you're putting yourself first. But you feel like, oh my God, I put so much into this person and now they're just going to leave. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, it's just tough. And I feel like I've gone on a bit of a tangent. And I hope that, like, when I watch this back, I'll be like, okay, that makes sense. Because I do feel like I went on a bit of a tangent, but I guess it was just off the back of like how essentially I got here and how I got into the space of like creating content and all of that kind of stuff. But I just think it's so important to pick yourself and like it's so important to root for yourself. Because you know what? All throughout my 20s, there was stuff I wanted to do. And it's so weird because I think it kind of like spilled into like my 30s as well. And I think it's something that's quite in me a little bit. And it's this thing of like, before I do something, it's almost like I need someone else to like back it and root for me. For me to know that it's good. And that's not a bad thing, right? For you to want to have support in the things that you're doing, yeah? But the dangerous thing about that is that sometimes when you have like a new idea and a new thought, right? Sometimes people aren't going to get it because people aren't going to get it until they see it, right? And also sometimes people are not going to buy into you until you literally buy into yourself. And honestly, I hate talking like this because it sounds so fluffy and it sounds so like self-help book-esque, right? And I'm not about that. Do you know what I mean? I'm actually not about the whole like bombarding yourself with like loads of advice and da 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 da. Like, I'm not here to like advise you, honestly. Like, we're just having a chit chat, right? And I'm just talking about what I've personally learned, yeah? And you have to root for yourself in a way that is like, people think that you're mad. And it's hard because when I have an idea about something, I want you to be excited about it. Like, if I come to you with an idea, I'm like, I'm looking at you, right? And I'm like, is it clicking for you? Are you getting it? Like, are you excited about this? Are you gassed about this the way I'm gassed about it? And sometimes you say something and a person looks at you and they're like, oh, really? And you can, I don't know, I'm very sensitive and you can feel the shift in energy, yeah? When they think your idea is shit. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can feel it. I hate that I can feel it, but I can feel it. And that's enough to like kind of put you off or make you feel like you need to do something different. And sometimes like the idea does need a bit of, you know, if it's the right person, right, they can help you kind of tighten it up and, you know, make it clearer. But you have to believe in it. I'm not even joking. You need to believe in your source in such a way that you're getting the allegations that you're cocky. You know them cocky allegations? And they're like, wow, you know so-and-so is mad cocky. Yeah, I am. Because if I'm not going to root for me, yeah, if I'm not going to be gassed for me, who is going to be gassed for me? Do you know what I mean? I cannot expect someone to see my light if I don't see it. Do you know what I mean? If I don't see it, and I hate this idea of only seeing my light through the lens of someone else, because then when that person no longer sees your light, you're like, oh, am I good? And that's where all the self-doubt comes from, right? And you start to feel a little bit insecure and stuff, because you was watching yourself through the lens of someone else, and now that person isn't excited about you anymore. And suddenly you feel that shift, right? And now you feel away. You know what I'm saying? I don't like that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to really like be gassed about your thing. Like, yeah, I'm that girl. Yeah, I'm who I think I am. Yeah, I know who God says I am. Yeah, I am her. Yeah. But it takes time. It takes a lot of time. Because I wasn't like that. Do you know what I mean? One thing I noticed about doing this, yeah, usually when there's two of us, right, when that person's talking, I take the time to, you know, have my coffee. But I haven't been able to do that today. How do people do it? Like, drink and talk at the same time? I find that really, really difficult. But I don't know why I just said what I said. I actually cannot remember. But I think it was just who I am, basically. And I just went on a tangent. But yeah, it was, oh, okay. So I've answered two here, because one of them was, what's my story? Another one was pivoting in life as an entrepreneur, how to keep going with other passions. So I feel like I answered that. Someone said the highs and lows of love. Guys. I don't know how to answer that. Yeah, I don't know how to answer that, because I'm still figuring it out. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know what I love about heartbreak and breakups is that you really do survive. You really, really do survive. Every time you feel like you're not gonna make it, you just make it and you just go again. Do you know what I mean? You just have to see it as you just go again. Okay, I just find dating very something. It's very interesting. Do you know what I will say though? What I will say, without getting too personal or anything like that, what I will say is that dating is really hard now. And I think it's because everyone is super, super cautious. I feel like, you know, when you were younger, you like someone, they like you, you don't know. It kind of goes back to what I was saying about not knowing what to expect and versus knowing what to expect. And it's just very, very scary. And everyone knows it's scary. And deep inside, like, there's a longing for companionship. But on the other side of that, you're like, I've got my own life. I'm doing my own thing. What if this person hurts me? What if this person disappoints me? And a feeling of disappointment is awful. I hate that feeling, that twist in your stomach, when you just get that feeling of disappointment. And it makes you never want to hope again. But the thing is, you have to go again. You actually have to go again. Like, I can't lie to you. You have to go again. And that's all I'm going to say in the love thing, because, you know, I'm trying to learn to just, I feel like I talk a lot. Could you tell? And yeah, I'm trying not to talk like too much, but yeah, I feel like allow yourself to get excited about people and like don't allow disappointment to like stop you from being like super excited about someone. But just know that like if you want to experience love, I guess you have to just go for it, innit? And if it works, it works. If it doesn't, well, if it doesn't, you just have to deal with it. And then you got to go again. But you're strong, baby. You know what I'm saying? You're strong. you can go again. You know what I'm saying? You will be just fine. Another person asked, being in the waiting season, how to find gratitude in that season? Lord, like, it's so hard. It's so hard. But do you know what I've started doing? Like, a lot of journaling. Like, I journal every single day. Like, I write like 3 pages a day. And that allows me to really step out of my head and into reality. And when you write things down, you realize that things aren't as bad as you think they are. And look, this is coming from someone that, you know, her business is quote unquote failed. Because it's not a failure. A failure, I feel like, is when you, like, you never do anything again, right? Like, it was just a pivot. But I do find it hard to find gratitude when I'm waiting on something, because obviously all I'm thinking about, right, is that thing that I want. That's all I'm thinking about. I'm like, I really, really want this thing. I really, really want this opportunity. I really, really want to experience this, whatever, 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 right? And it feels really, really hard to find things that are good in that moment, but you have to. Otherwise, you're going to go insane. That's all. That's what I'll say on that. You're literally going to go insane. And I think one thing I've been really, like, focusing on and learning is to live in the present and tell myself I have everything that I need for today. Do you know what I mean? Because when you start thinking about the future or dwelling in the past, then you're stressed. Yeah, and I do this at the beginning of every year, like between like December and February. I'm very much in this place of like very, very deep control of everything. And I'm like, what's going on with my life? What do I need to do? Okay, I need to make this happen. I need to make that happen. And like, I will plant some seeds here and there and I watch it. Like, you can't plant a seed and then watch it, like watch it grow. You're going to go insane, yeah? You're going to lose your flipping mind, okay? Because there's just no way. You have to, like, plant something and then move on. Do you know what I mean? And hope that, like, what you planted is good and you kind of nourish it and you do what you need to do, you maintain it, but you can't stare at it, you know what I'm saying? Because that's not how it works, you know what I'm saying? So I guess my long-winded answer is find some things to be grateful for in the present moment whilst you wait, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I add really small things that aren't small things, but every day I'll be like, I'm really thankful that I didn't wake up in a mental hospital, that my mind is intact, because life is crazy right now and it's very easy for anyone to just lose their head. Do you know what I mean? I thank God I didn't wake up in a hospital. I thank God that my family is good. I thank God for the roof over my head. You know what I'm saying? Like, even if like, oh yeah, you want to move and you've got all these plans, I mean, wouldn't it be extra stress if you were worrying about where you're going to live? Like, dog, it's a lot. Do you know what I mean? And there's a lot of people who are going through so much. And I don't like to do that thing where, you know, you kind of compare, oh, someone's life's like this, so I should be grateful because mine's better than that. It's not about that. Do you know what I mean? I just think for what's important to you personally, there has to be gratitude for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just have to like ground yourself and be like, I don't have this yet, but I'm so grateful for my friends right now. You might have just had a friendship breakup and you're like, oh God, me and Abraham aren't, I've actually got a friend called Abraham, so I don't want to use Abraham actually, but yeah, me and Joseph aren't friends anymore. This feels awful. This sucks. Da, da, da. But I mean, still be grateful for Alice. Do you know what I mean? Like, you still have someone else, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, just finding things that you can like be grateful for, I feel like is like the key thing. And it's hard. Oh, I hate waiting. I hate waiting so much. And I feel like that's why I need to like keep myself super, super busy, because when I'm hyper aware of something, I literally lose my mind. I lose my mind every single time. And I have to find ways to just focus on other things so that I don't lose my head. So I definitely feel you on that. It's actually really tough. But like I said, man, this is not an advice line. Do you know what I mean? Like, I promise you, every single day, I am figuring it out. And that's why, like, I hate when people get onto you about changing your mind about things. Because why would I not change my mind? If I'm presented with new information about something, I'm going to change my mind. Even if it comes to a person. Like, I might meet someone and be like, oh my God, this person is the love of my life. Yeah? I really like this person. Da, 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 da. New information might come. And I'm like, I don't like this person again. Yeah? And then the person might change again. And then I'm telling my friends, yeah, I like so-and-so, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I always tell my friends, like, don't be afraid. Like, if you come to me and you're upset about a guy and you're saying he's this, he's that, and the third, I'm that friend you can come to when you change your mind. Because sometimes you will change your mind. And that's okay. Allow people to change their mind. Yeah? That's another tangent. There's a lot of tangents in this, but I actually hope that I'm making sense. Okay. I hope that this is making sense, because I don't want this to feel like a lecture. Like, I'm not here to change your life. Yeah. But I am here to just say, like, I'm literally figuring it out every single day. Oh my God. Talking about journaling, which was earlier, I opened my journal yesterday, right? And in my journal, it literally said, it said, every day you're talking about barren land. But wait, hold on, sorry. I need to start this again. Hold on. Yeah, so it said, hold on, let me find it. Because I don't know where my head was at when I wrote this. But yeah, basically I said, every day you're saying your land is barren when you haven't planted no seeds, bitch. Okay? You have not planted no seeds, bitch. And you know what? I remember earlier, like I was saying, that you can't plant seeds and watch it grow, right? It's just not possible. But I don't know where my mind was at, because obviously, in case, like, this isn't an English lesson, but you might be thinking, what's like, barren is like something that doesn't, like, it doesn't progress, right? It doesn't grow. There's nothing happening there, right? You just look at the, there's no growth. There's no nothing. It's like another word, I guess, for like stagnant, I guess, maybe. I could be wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong. But yeah, that's how I understand it. And I feel like, yeah, I feel like a lot of the times, like, we talk about the things that we want and stuff like that. But when you put it on pen and paper, yeah, ask yourself, yeah, are you actually doing anything? Are you actually doing anything? Like, me and my friends are always talking about, I guess when it comes to dating, right? Like, meeting new people. Oh, I'm not dating anyone. I haven't met anyone, blah, 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 blah. But the question is, when was the last time you left your house? When was the last time you left your house? You're complaining about not meeting anyone, right? But you don't leave your house. And it's become this thing now, hasn't it? Like, oh, no, I don't leave my house. Yeah, people always joking about it. I'm not going out. I'm not social. Da, 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 da. Why are you not social? Like, what is stopping you from at least stepping out at least every couple of weeks? Do you know what I mean? Stepping out, going to new places and allowing yourself to be seen. A lot of the time, it's not that you're not talented and it's not that you're not laying. It's that you're not being seen. Like, you're not being seen. And I think when you actually sit with yourself and you ask yourself, okay, these are the things that I want, right? I want to meet someone. What am I doing to try and meet someone? You'd be like, oh, I'm not into dating apps. That's completely fine. Like, that's, I believe that I'm someone that you need to experience, right? Like, I don't know how I come across on dating apps and stuff like that. So I do love meeting people in person. Okay, so you love meeting people in person. When do you leave your house? I'm talking to me and I'm talking to you. Do you know what I mean? Like, honestly, when are you leaving your house? You're talking about, like, you want opportunities, yeah? You want to do more of this. You want more work opportunities. You want people at your workplace to take you seriously. You want to do this, da 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 da, right? But you're not putting yourself out there, right? You're not doing that. You've got so many things that you've left in your draft because you're being a perfectionist. You're saying it's not ready. You're saying it needs to be this. You're saying that you need to be the first to do this. Mind you, there's nothing that's new under the sun. So let's start there. So you're procrastinating. And, like, this procrastination, you're acting like you're being this really creative person. And, like, oh, my God, my art is this. Oh, you're acting like you're all deep, but you're procrastinating. It's procrastination. It's another form of procrastination. That's what you're doing. So when I say you need to plant some seeds, bitch, it's saying you need to go out more. need to put yourself out there more. You need to allow yourself to be seen. You need to allow yourself to be seen trying. Like, it's not embarrassing. Do you know what I mean? It feels embarrassing. Like, it definitely feels embarrassing trying something new. But you got to plant some seeds, bitch. Yeah? Excuse the language, but that's what was in my journal. Do you know what I mean? And that's what it really comes down to. Because you know what? Doing something is better than nothing. And again, it sounds very like self-help. I'm trying to help you fix your life. Listen, doing something is better than nothing. Whether you want to participate in life or not, life is going to happen. Yeah? Life is going to happen regardless of whether you want to participate in it. So my thing is, it's like, I would rather do something every day. And then by the time you do something every day, yeah, you look back and you're like, rah, I've actually moved from where I was. Do you know what I mean? Like, and I know it feels mad because when I was like 25, I felt like I was old. And I look back and I'm like, you were young. And then I look at 30, right? And I was like, I thought I was old. And I look back and I was like, you're young. And I look at my age now, I'm not that far off, by the way. I just want to point that out because it's given, I'm not that far off from 30. But I don't even want to say my age because I'm still trying to connect with it. Do you get it? I'm still trying to connect with it. But I look at my age now and it's really easy for me to feel like, oh my gosh, I'm running out of time. Oh my gosh. I'm getting old. Oh my days. Do you know what I mean? But if I was to like start doing something every day from now, I'm going to look back and be like, oh my God, I was so young. I was so young. And I hate that feeling of like, feeling like I didn't live enough because I was so concerned about the future and I didn't enjoy enough and I didn't enjoy like the season that I'm in right now. Like right now, the season that I'm in is like, I don't have any children at the moment. I don't have to go to someone before like I make a decision or anything like that. I can really like do my own thing for like the first time. You know what I'm saying? I had a salon for 10 years and I couldn't do my own thing in my 20s, really. Do you know what I mean? Because everything was about, okay, if I leave for how long, like if anything happens in the salon, what's going to happen? It was like having a child, essentially. Do you know what I mean? So now is like the first time where I can really do my own thing. And I'm like, I need to like enjoy it. I need to embrace it. But even I find it hard. So as I'm talking to you, I'm talking to me. I'm like, yo, like, you need to do something every day, like, whether it's small. And the thing about productivity, I feel like it's like, it doesn't look the same every day. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's very much like, some days it looks like this, and then some days it's like, whoa. Like yesterday, I had like a whoa day. I was like, yo, I'm smashing adulthood. Are you crazy? Worked out. Cooked, cleaned, journaled. I was like, oh, wow, I'm really an adult. And then I have other days I don't want to leave my bed. And the only thing I do that day is maybe I do a post. Do you know what I mean? That's still something, though. That's still something. That little post that I post, that's still something. So something is better than nothing, okay? And I don't even know why I am telling you that. And I just feel like that's what this episode is. It's just a bunch of random things that are coming together. And, you know, I need to listen to this back because I'm like, have I even made any sense at all? Like, have I made 1 ounce of sense? So if you're hearing this episode, it means that I think it did make sense, okay? And if you feel like it didn't make sense, Don't like comment publicly about it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm quite sensitive, innit? So just DM me on the low and be like, hey, reader girl. You see that episode? It didn't make sense. It didn't make sense at all. You need to collate your thoughts. Is collate a word? Collate? I feel like it is a word. Collate. I don't think it's a word. I think it's collect, you know? Wow. I think it's collect. Collect your thoughts more. But I just feel like this is what my mind is like. My mind is just so sporadic. Like, I'm always thinking about like multiple things at the same time. That's just how I am. Do you know what I mean? That's how I've always been. But I'm going to leave you guys with this, okay? Because I've definitely said a lot and I hope I've said something and not nothing, yeah? Because that would be real sad if I've said absolutely nothing. But I'm going to leave you with a thought, okay? And that thought is this. Sometimes we feel like the grass is greener on the other side. Yeah? You think that it's better on the other side. Some of you might have a lover, yeah? And you might think, you know what? This lover, he seems quite good. She seems quite good. But there might be something better outside. Let me tell you something. You see, outside, yeah? Outside is very, very tough, yeah? It's very, very, very tough. Hold your lover's tight, yeah? Hold your lover's tight, yeah? I don't mean you should settle for nonsense, but you have to start applying some gratitude, okay? Because it's really, really scary out there, okay? The other day, someone messaged me, and if you're watching this, I hope you actually feel shame because this was absolutely ridiculous. Someone messaged me, they were like, really want to take you out on a date. Da, 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 da. It was so cute how they asked. I said, okay, cool. I've been out with you before. The first time you went out, yeah, it was a nice date. And then you kind of disappeared afterwards. And I'm not really into that, right? So he was like, no, I was sorry. There's a lot going on. I did explain. Da, da, da. I said, ah, no problem. Yeah. So he essentially was like convincing me that, look, I'm more consistent now. I'm more on it now. Blah, 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 blah. I'm in a better space in my life. Da, da, da. I said, okay. No problem. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. I said, all right, cool. I've thought about it. Let's go on this date and let's see what happens. He was like, okay, are you free today? Excuse me? Do you think I'm jobless? Some days I am, but not today. Like, are you joking me? Like, what do you mean? Let's just, I said, no, I can't do it today. Guys, have I heard from this man again? Have I heard from him again? And this is like it's very weird out there. So my thought, and that was just a random, like, I'm not even going to go into the lovers right now. I just want to say, though, when I'm talking about lovers, it can be anyone from someone I met yesterday to someone that I have a deep crush on. Do you know what I mean? It can be anything. So don't even take me seriously when I say that. But yeah, that was so mad. And I wasn't going to say that. That just came to my head just now as I was talking about the grass isn't always greener on the other side. Like, people think they have too many options. And that essentially is the problem. And just because you see someone online and you like their story here and there doesn't mean that they're an option. Okay? So if you find someone and you vibe with them and there's a connection there and there's something to explore, yeah, open up your heart, open up your eyes, give him a chance. Yeah, that's my advice. But yeah, I feel like I've been talking for ages, child. I think I've been talking so much and I don't even know if I've said anything of any substance at all. But I'm going to end it. I wanted to like be like, oh, so are you as adult as you think you are? And I realized there's no one there. Just the two of us. See, I've done it again. I've done it again. One thing about me, I'm going to sing a song. But I don't think I have anything else to say. Apart from this, thank you guys so much for like embracing my new podcast, okay? I appreciate it so much. This has been an idea that I've had for ages. And not just like faking adulthood as a concept, but I just wanted to do a podcast. Do you know what I mean? I wanted to do something that felt like it was mine and I just kept procrastinating. Yeah. I kept procrastinating. I kept thinking, oh, I need to think of something different. I need to think of something that stands out. Da, 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 da. And I deeped it. I was like, it's going to stand out and it's going to be different because I'm different. Do you know what I mean? Like we're all individuals. Whatever we put our hands on, it's going to be different because we're different. Right. So I just could not think of how to do this podcast. And I was really, really nervous. Like I was so scared, but you guys have really, really embraced it. And I'm so grateful. And I don't think I've actually said like a proper thank you yet, because every time it's like, kiki, ka, 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 go, 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 story time, blah, 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 blah. But yeah, I feel like I want to just take this opportunity to like, really thank you for like riding with me. And for those of you like who, watch it every single week. I think this is the 14th episode. That's what? 14 weeks or so. Like, that's crazy. That's mad consistent. Like, that's crazy, you know? And to everyone who's also been on the show as well, like, honestly, like, it's, yeah, it's super, super cool to, like, be doing your own thing. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, so... Thank you for that. That's like a segue. There's so many moments where I'm thought I'm ending this and I'll just start talking again. And that is my problem. One thing about me is I'm going to talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. But yeah, really, really, really thank you. Thank you for watching my first solo episode. Please let me know your thoughts. Share, subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend. And I guess that's a wrap from me. This feels so weird. Because, you know, usually at the end, I would say, guys, if you did not like this episode, don't worry. Because my co-host won't be here next week. I will be here next week. Yeah, I will be here next week. So if you didn't like this episode, don't worry. Because next week I will have a co-host. And you might like that co-host. So... don't let this episode be the reason that you don't come back. Do you get it? Like, don't let that be the reason. Yeah. So come back. And like, if you didn't like this episode, don't tell me. Yeah. Don't tell me. Keep it to yourself. Anyways, love you. Thank you for watching. Bye.